welcome and a happy new year.
Happy new year.
It's 2023, yeah. The year of the prolific church.
That's beautiful. Oh, New Year's Eve was beautiful.
It was.
It was special.
It had a lot. It was some really impressive things.
It was long.
It was long. And I don't know, you know, how many people were paying attention to the, is it Fala Awards? But they had a Nobel Prize laureate there, and her story I thought was just awesome. I mean, it was so inspiring. Everything that she's accomplished, you know, and everything that she went through. And she spoke about it, and it was just beautiful. I mean, with eight kids.
Just the kids alone that won awards, I mean, they're in their early 20s, and they've accomplished more than most American adults I know.
Most normal people in the daily life do or don't do during a lifetime or take a lifetime to accomplish. Yeah, it's really
nice. Let's read the post today, see what Pastor Chris has to share. Pastor Chris Live Prayathon 2023. It's Wednesday, January 4, 2023. Yeah. The heart is the origin of all things, including matter. Learn more in this Wednesday's Rhapsody. Visit rhapsodyofrealities.org. 1 Timothy 2:1 through 4 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. At our times of prayer today, we'll pray fervently in tongues of the Spirit. Pray also for the nation where you live and work, proclaiming the peace of the Lord upon it. Pray as the scripture above enjoins us. Remember to attend the midweek service today in church, on site or online. And God bless you. Beautiful.
Amen.
I love the way Pastor Chris is. We always pray for the nations, on and on and on, never ending.
And we need to, especially in this time and day. Yeah. I think that's why it's pretty powerful and pretty important that we do that, you know, especially because we always take prayer points for the leaders of our nations, you know, and that's just not in America. That's whatever nation you are in,
right.
You know, for your people, the people in authority, the ones who are deciding things, you know, that pertain to your livelihood.
That's for sure.
Yeah, you want to make sure that they're in aligned with God's word, that they're being backed by the Holy Spirit, you know, that the Holy Spirit is, you know, just pushing their head whichever direction it needs to be.
Amen.
So on that note, I feel like usually we have so many announcements to talk about. It was the Christmas services with Pastor. It's New Year's service with Pastor. It's praying and fasting. Oh, that one is coming up.
Yeah,
the 9th through the 15th. Yes, 7 days, 6 to 6, your local time, wherever you're at. It's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that one's
January 9, it starts.
9 to 15th.
So please join us. Well, please join us. It'll be powerful. Pastor Chris is going to lead each day the prayer. And so we'll be fasting, like you said, from 6 to 6, wherever you are, 6 to 6. And Pastor Chris will, I'm sure, come on about 1 o'clock.
Probably.
Central time. So-ish. We'll find out for sure.
So make sure to check your times up. Just keep tuned in. Yeah. You know, you'll
watch Love World USA.
Yeah, Love World USA. And
we'll be
King's
there
chat.
With them.
You'll see the postings. Yeah. But definitely just keep up so that way you can participate because it's important.
And all the live stuff is on social media too, all the social medias. Yeah. If some of you are watching us on social media, we'll be doing that every day next week.
All the platforms.
I mean, what a way to start the year. Just establish what the Lord has for us this year.
Set the tone.
Of the prolific church.
Yes, and set everything up for the entire year.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make that time because it's so important. You know, as Pastor said anyways, this year, you know, that we need to prioritize the Word, prioritize the Holy Spirit in using the name of our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even with those things, you know, in service, my pastor also told me, or told us, you know, that we should, you know, be studying every day, you know, with the Rhapsody of Realities, which is an awesome tool to do that with, you know, but you take that time and make a commitment for just 1 year and you will see the change. That's how, you know, the opening of all of pastors' programs are. You know, you stick to the word and you will have a testimony, you know? So, I mean, I challenge you as well, you know, maybe take the challenge on the 1 year Bible reading that a lot of people are doing. I myself
good time
am doing
to start.
That. Exactly. Beginning of the year, get the Rhapsody, study it daily, follow that Bible reading plan, and let's hear your testimony.
We'll put our lives in divine order.
Yeah.
And then the glory will follow.
Amen.
I mean, God's a God of order. Just read the word.
That's it.
He's a God of order. So we put our lives in order, prioritize what matters. That's what my goal is, to
make it so simple.
Live more in the kingdom life. You know, not go in and out and
get distracted.
Yeah.
Because there's so many distractions in today's world. So you have to be careful and guard your heart, you know, guard your mind and self from that. That's awesome. So I guess that's our one announcement.
Yeah.
It's not
next
five,
week.
But
yeah.
Okay. So I am going to be reading from The Power of Your Mind. You definitely know that you can call in, get your copy online, order it. Call in. You also get some prayer along with it. So that's always beautiful. So I'm reading from chapter 7. It's called Pulling Down Strongholds, because we're at war. So one of the critical points we've established from our discourse so far is that our words and actions are guided by our predominant thoughts. Now, if you don't arrest and control your thoughts, you'll find yourself saying and doing terrible things you never dreamed you could say or do. That's because there's a constant assault of the devil against your mind. He's always seeking to attack and pollute your mind so he can render you helpless and ineffective in the things of the spirit.
That's profound, just that sentence, really.
Scripture shows us that we're engaged in an ongoing spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:3 reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You see, that's why we're always praying for our leaders of our respective nations. But it also lets us know we've been equipped with divine weaponry that assures our victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 10:4 to 5 reads, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Hallelujah. You'll observe that Paul here was speaking about things that go on or reside in the mind, strongholds, imaginations, thoughts, and every high thing, indicating that our minds are the battlefield of that spiritual warfare. So strongholds, imaginations, thoughts, and every high thing. Strongholds in the context in which it's used in 2 Corinthians 10:4 isn't talking about a fortified physical structure or some external force the devil stirs up against you. It's referring to ideas, theories, imaginations, reasonings, beliefs, etc., contrary to God's word, that attack and capture people's minds, causing them to think, act, and respond in a certain way, and consequently holding them back from enjoying their inheritance in Christ. Strongholds can also be thoughts that have been established in your mind as a result of your background and the way you were brought up to think. They're formed as the results of things you've seen, heard, and experienced, and the habits and character you formed before or even after you were born again. They could also be cultural and traditional beliefs that may even be recognized and accepted as societal norms, but all they do is prevent new thoughts from God from entering your mind. So in essence, strongholds are mental walls of containment that prevent people from advancing in the things of God.
It's really good.
Wow. So, for example, someone thinks, "I'm never going to succeed," because his grandfather and his father before him were failures. Another one says, "Every time something good is about to happen to me, all hell breaks loose and I miss my opportunity," because that used to be his experience. These are strongholds. So Paul also talked about every high thing, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. This refers to falsely exalted systems of ethics, religion, philosophy, etc., set forth by men to oppose and defy the knowledge of God. These are vain, unfounded opinions, dogmas, mindsets, biases, superstitions, and beliefs that have become mental barriers erected in people's minds against the knowledge of God.
So people, to examine themselves, may want to think about something you say all the time. Mm-hmm. You repeat the same kind of, or you have the same response to mm-hmm. a certain circumstance or to a person, mm-hmm. family member, whatever, or just certain routines that you have that are established and you don't even know why. So maybe this would be a good time to examine ourselves mm-hmm. and see what has established itself in our minds that isn't of God, and mm-hmm. find the Word. The Holy Spirit will lead us in the Word to the right words to tear down that stronghold. Because mm-hmm. the Word of God is powerful. Mm-hmm. It's the sword, the Bible says. So it tears down mm-hmm. those strongholds, and you'll find those yourself mindsets. Thinking differently.
Yeah, and you know, that's why this tool is such a powerful one, because it's the power of your mind. So it's helping to explain these things in such a way that it'll help you think about how it is you're thinking.
Right.
You know?
That you think is normal because yeah. maybe you've thought that way your whole life.
And it's so yeah. plain wordly worded that you can understand it, because it's telling us, you know, these mental barriers that you have. And he's explaining everything with definitions.
I'm sure you've heard this saying, yeah. if you keep on thinking what you always thought, you keep on getting what you always got.
Yep, exactly.
And that's a fact.
And that's what Pastor
so if you
is
want, if
breaking
up. If you're starting this year thinking the same thing as last year, and we haven't elevated and gone further and done greater things last year than the year before, mm-hmm. and we have to establish a different way this year.
Yeah.
We have to get rid of some of the strongholds.
Try something new, because yeah. why not? What have you got to lose? Nothing.
You know what? A lot of people probably don't realize their actual strongholds.
Yeah. Those mindsets yeah. they have, because they're just so used to it.
I mean, a teacher may have taught us to think a certain way, like yeah. they're trying to do our kids now. Whatever. Your parents could have been wrong mm-hmm. in the things they taught you. And you just have to, you know, not purposely
yeah.
most
those,
times.
You know, because yeah. they don't know either. You
yeah.
know, they didn't
get
read the Bible and
yeah,
yeah take those things upon themselves to learn. And
so exciting. Let's start the year that way.
Exactly.
Let's
challenge
make
yourself.
That a mission to yeah. tear down strongholds.
Challenge yourself to just
yeah.
think differently. Just change one thing, you
very
know.
Very exciting.
One stigma you have about
the
something.
Lord doesn't make us ever stay in the same place. So let's pray Amen. Fervently in tongues of the Spirit, praying for the nation where you live and work, proclaiming the peace of the Lord upon it. Hmm. And thank you for praying with us. Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the entrance of your word brings light.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Praying in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what to pray. Pray in tongues. The Spirit knows what to pray.
Yeah, you don't know what to pray. Start praying in tongues. And that's your answer right there.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
It's so much more powerful than our words. The language of the Spirit is powerful. Mm-hmm. So pray in tongues. Establish that this year. That you're going to pray more in tongues. Mm, a lot of people don't. They just don't develop it. And the more you pray, the more it comes naturally. And you find yourself doing it around the house at all times. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. You just automatically go into tongues.
Yeah, I do that. Like, even when I'm cleaning, mm-hmm. I just kind of praying in tongues along with it. I even start praising worship.
You just don't know. Something might be going on in the spirit realm we're not even aware of, but our prayers make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know what you can be changing.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
So thank you for praying with us. We'll see you again soon. God bless you.
And Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.